Okay, today's Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak, finishing the sixth parak actually, and beginning the seventh parak of Maseches Vachem. Today we're up to Parak Vav Mishnah Zayin, which talks about the halachos of karbonos that are ofos, that where you had bad kavana. So chatzosof shemalaka shalol lishma. If a chatzosof the malika was done shalol lishma, mitzvah dam shalol lishma, or you squeeze out the blood shalol lishma, ol lishma v'shalol lishma, or you did one of those things lishma and the other one not lishma, or you began the avodah of one of those things lishma and then had a kavana shalol lishma, o shalol lishma v'lishma, or the other order psula, then it's going to be pasul. Olas ha'of, when it comes to an olas ha'of, that you had in mind that it should be a chatas, so it's shalol shema ksher, it's going to be kosher. It just doesn't count as the chiv that the bailim needs. So so he doesn't fulfill his obligation. Echad chatas of echad olas of shemalakan v'shemitza daman. Both a chatas of and olas of that you did the malika and or you squeezed out the dam. Lechol davar shadarko lechol, having in mind that you can eat something that you normally should eat. Lahaktir davar shadarko lahaktir, or having in mind that you can burn something that normally should get burnt, but chutzim mekomo, you can do it in the wrong place, pasul vein bakaris. That's called pasul because the machshava chutzim mekomo is pasul, but doesn't make it piggle, and therefore there's no karis. Chutzis mano, if you have in mind that you can do any of those things, chutzis mano, then piggle v'chayev no of karis, and it's piggle in your chayev karis. Oblevach yikravamatir kimitzvaso. As long as everything else is all in order, everything else was done properly. Ketzad karvamatir kimitzvaso. What does it mean that you did everything else properly? Molak b'shtiko mitzadam chutzis mano. You did malika without any of the wrong kavanos. And then you did the squeezing of the dam with the kavana of having a chutzis mano, of eating it or burning a chutzis mano, or shemala chutzis mano mitzvah dam b'shtika, or you did the malika with the machshavas chutzis mano, and you did the mitzvah dam without any bad machshavos, or shemala mitzvah dam chutzis mano, or you did all of it with the machshava of chutzis mano, zesha karvamatik mitzvasa. That means that the matir of the carbon, everything else about the carbon, was done kimitzvaso, and therefore it's subject to pickle. Ketzad lo karav hamatir kimitzvaso. What would be an example of a not karav hamatir kimitzvaso, where it's therefore not subject to pickle? Malak chutzim makomo mitzah adam chutzis mano. You did malika with the machshava of chutzim makomo, and you did the mitzvah adam with the machshava of chutzis mano. O shemalak chutzis mano mitzah adam chutzim makomo, or vice versa. O shemalak mitzah adam chutzim makomo, or you did the malika and the mitzvah adam with the machshava of chutzim makomo, and then you also had the kavana of chutzis mano. So all of those things are low karav hamatir kimitzvaso, and therefore it's not subject to pigle. Chatzos of shemilka shalol lishma mitzah dama chutzis mano. If you did a malika on a chatzos of not lishma, which would passel it, and then you squeeze out the dam, having in mind chutzis mano, o shenimluka chutzis mano mitzah dama shalol lishma, or you did the malika with a machshava of chutzis mano, and you did the mitzvah adam with a kavana of shalol lishma, o shemalaka mitzvah dama shalol lishma, you did both the malika and the mitzvah adam with a kavana of shalol lishma, zehu shalol karav hamatir kimitzvaso. That's all considered that it's not karav hamatir kimitzvaso. Lechol kazayis b'chutzu kazayis l'machar. If you did an avoda having in mind that you can eat a kazayis outside of where it belongs, and a kazayis out chutzis mano, kazayis l'machor, kazayis b'chutz, or the other order of those two bad machshavos, kachatzi zayis b'chutz, kachatzi zayis l'machor, you have in mind the chatzi zayis chutzim komo, and chatzi zayis chutzis mano, kachatzi zayis l'machor, kachatzi zayis b'chutz, or vice versa, pasul vein bokares. In all those cases, there's a separate psul, except for your machshavos pigle, and therefore it does not have the status of pigle, it only has the status of pasul. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Zaklal, the rule is, in Machshav Sazman, Kadmel Machshav Samakom, meaning Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree. He says, look, if the Machshav of Chutzis Mano comes before the Machshav of Chutzis Makomo, so Pigle Vachayv Nil of Karis, then it's Pigle in your Chayv Karis, because as soon as you have that Machshav of Chutzis Mano, so it labels it as Pigle. The Machshav Samakom, Kadmel Machshav Sazman, but if your bad Machshav about the Makom precedes your Machshav about Chutzis Mano, then Pasol Vein Bo Karis, then it's Pasol in your Karis. And the Chum say, in both cases, it's possible you don't get karis, because anytime there's any machshava that would invalidate, the whole thing's going to be possible and not pigle, even if the machshava chutzim komo comes after the machshava chutzis mano. Lechol kachatzi zayis lahaktir kachatzi zayis. Let's say you have a machshava to eat a chatzi zayis chutzim komo or chutzis mano, and to be maktir a chatzi zayis chutzim komo or chutzis mano, then kosher shein achilu vaktar mitzdarfin. You have to have a machshava about a full kezayis, and we are not mitzdarif a machshava about achila with a machshava about haktara. Now, Bezashem, we're going to begin the seventh parak of Maseches Zvachim. We're up to parak Zayin. Mishnah Aleph. Chatzos Ha'Of Sha'asal L'mata. If you did the Chatzos Ha'Of below the red line on the Mizbeach V'chut HaSikra, Kemasei Chatzos, just like you would normally do with a Chatzos Behema, L'Shem Chatzos, you did what you're supposed to do with the Chatzos Ha'Of. You just did it on the bottom part of the Mizbeach, L'Shem Chatzos, and you did it for L'Shem Chatzos K'sheret. It's going to be kosher. Kemasa chatas shemola, but if you did the matnas dam of a chatas, but you had in mind that it was for an ola, kemasa ola shem chatas, so you did what would normally be done with an ola, having in mind the shem chatas, kemasa ola shemola, or you did what would normally done with an ola, having in mind for an ola, psula, then it's going to be possible, because chatas that shalol shema is going to be possible. Asol lemaila, if you did the sprinkling of the dam of the Chatzos Ha'Of above the Chut HaSikra, instead of below, like you were supposed to, Kemasa Kulam, and you did in any of the ways that we just said, even if you did everything else properly, Psula, because the Chatzos Ha'Of is supposed to be below the Chut HaSikra, and if it's above the Chut HaSikra, then it is no good. So to review what we learned today, in the last mission of the sixth parak, we just learned what it means Karav HaMatir K'mitzvaso, and what's not Karav HaMatir K'mitzvaso, because pickle could only be when it's carved matir kmitzvaso, and we had a machlokas whether machshava chutzal makomo could make a carbon only pasul and not pickle after you already had a machshava of chutzal zmano. And then in Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph we learned that if you do the sprinkling of the chatzos ha'of in the right place, so. And you do it l'shem chatos, it's going to be kosher. But if you do it l'shem ola, it's going to be pasul. And if you do it l'mayla mechut ha'sikra, it's always going to be pasul. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis.